It was a funeral for a glacier. This weekend, about 100 people of all ages hiked up a mountain in Iceland.
It's a tough walk. It's only like 2.5 hours, but we had children with us and my parents went with me. And we decided that, of course, there's no tradition of saying goodbye to a glacier.
That's poet Andre Magnusson.
So we were thinking, you know, how do you do it? And there's one tradition in Iceland of walking a holy mountain in the west coast of Iceland. And it has the rule you have to walk in silence. You may not look back. And if you do that all the way to the top, you will be granted 3 wishes. So that's what we decided. We went from the place where the glacier used to be, the periphery, into the center. We took the final walk, walking in silence, not looking back.
And when they reached their destination, they held a ceremony for the glacier that's the first in Iceland to lose its status as a glacier. A geologist issued a death certificate. Iceland's prime minister was there. A group of kids pressed a plaque into a boulder, including Magnusson's 10 and 13-year-olds. Magnusson wrote the words that were engraved on that memorial.
A letter to the future. Bréf til framtíðarinnar. Ok is the first Icelandic glacier to lose its status as a glacier. In the next 200 years, all our glaciers are expected to follow the same path. This monument is to acknowledge that we know what is happening and what needs to be done. Only you know if we did it. August 2019, 415 ppm of CO2.
Andre, what does it mean to you that this glacier has now been declared dead?
Well, this is a significant moment because Ok Glacier was one of the glaciers that we actually learned by heart in our children's school textbooks. So we would learn the biggest glaciers, but we would also learn about the smaller glaciers. And the main one with the strangest name was the Ok Glacier.
What does Ok mean?
That's kind of the special thing about what is happening is that it's a peculiar name. It's kind of an archaic name of yoke. Yoke in English, that is the pole that you use to carry buckets of water.
Hmm.
Yoke also means burden or something that presses you down. So you could say the name is also symbolic because Ok used to carry the water, like all the glaciers of the world. But now that water is leaving the glaciers into the ocean, becoming the burden, the oppression of future generations.
What are the implications for the loss of Iceland's glaciers?
Well, Iceland's glaciers are actually, they are actually huge. The thickest glaciers in Iceland are about 3,000 feet thick. And you can imagine three Empire State Buildings on top of each other. But these glaciers, if they were spread over the island, we would be under 100 feet of ice. So this ice is a huge mass. And when this mass leaves us, it will actually imbalance the Earth's crust and can cause volcanic eruptions.
So what you wrote is we know what needs to be done and we need to do it. So what actually needs to be done?
We just need to transform all our energy production and we probably need some kind of moonshot project to search for the solutions. But much of it is just to do what your grandmother told you to do. Consume less or respect the material that we use.
Andre, is there a moment from yesterday's ceremony that sticks with you?
There was a girl that sent wishes to Greta Thunberg, the Swedish girl that is actually sailing in her boat, like deep south of Iceland, on her way to New York for the climate meeting in September.
Mm-hmm.
So suddenly you could feel this strange epic drama, actually, where children are on a mountaintop sending a message to a girl in the mid-Atlantic Ocean to the country that has always been kind of leading the way, you know, going to the moon and doing lots of the cool stuff we have in the world, that has decided to not lead anymore. And you started to think that it was actually a time for maybe the Nordic countries to start taking more responsibility in the world.
Andre Magnusson is an Icelandic poet and author who wrote the engraving on the memorial plaque that now sits on what was once the Ok Glacier. Thanks so much, Andre.
Thank you very much.